T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Publix in Decatur on Ponce de Leon. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is out here keeping us on air. Dylan's behind the glass playing all your favorite Halloween tunes today. Happy Halloween, by the way.
Ding.
I got to give out this address for Publix because they're giving us so many goodies. And it's like insider information we have right now. 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur.
Come holler at us.
I just saw something happen that I've never seen happen like the way it did. Like normally, you know, I'm the one that grabs whatever they bring over quickly and goes right into it. Mike just had his moment with the pretzel.
Yeah.
But you just had yours, Allie.
Yeah.
I mean, and
give me that.
Record time. Normally, if Allie dips her hand into anything that they bring us, it's normally she waits till they're done talking. They've walked away and she's almost like a shameful, like, I'm going to grab a little bit of that. But they're handing us something, Mike, and she, like, was consuming it before he could finish telling us what it was.
I'm going to let her say what it is, and I'm going to tell you how it looked in real time. Go ahead.
Okay, so Ron brought over the holiday edition of Coke Zero. It's the holiday creamy vanilla. It does not come out until next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do have to tell you, back in the day when Coke released Vanilla Coke the first time, I mean, I kept that thing afloat. I financially backed that.
Paid the light bill.
Yes. And so Coke Zero kind of is my love language. This is it is my favorite beverage. And so to now get to try the holiday creamy vanilla, it's just amazing.
So what it looked like was, have y'all ever seen those super slow-mos of like a frog getting a fly out of the air with its tongue?
Yo!
When that Coke can goes like, whoosh. I was like, where'd it go? Oh, yeah. My God. She's already in there. So
I mean,
that's exactly what it looked like.
Yeah, poor Ron was mid-sentence, and you heard go here.
It sounded like some kind of sound effect track. Yeah. That was crazy. Allie, I'm about to dive into.
Allie, I feel you, though, because Vanilla Coke, oh, my gosh. That used to be my drink, too. I try not to drink soda much anymore, but, man. Vanilla Coke and then also cherry vanilla Coke.
Oh, I know.
Game changers.
Oh, I know. But Dylan, you got to try this one because this tastes exactly like the vanilla Coke from back in the day, but it's Coke Zero. So I love that.
Fine
I love
stuff.
That so much. And then we also have a ton of other things going on. We've got churro and key lime Greek yogurt dips from Boar's Head. They're just bringing us all the goodies. Please stop by this morning if you have time. You can be efficient with your time, get your groceries for the weekend, come say hi to all of us, and maybe try some of the treats that we've got going on over here as well. But we do have some college football to talk about. Well, it is Halloween weekend, which only means one thing. Georgia, Florida going down this weekend. UGA is favored by 7.5. Over under is 50.5.
Ooh. Go ahead, Bo. I mean, I know we're not picking right now, but I'm sure that you've got your eye on said game and would love to dive into this conversation.
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot on Billy Gonzalez is obviously now the coach after Billy Napier is fired. They have, you know, so that means because Billy Napier was a play caller, you know how a new play caller, everything. I just don't know what they're going to do with this offense. Vernell Brown is going to be out. And so is Mizell for them, Aiden Mizell. But Vernell Brown has been the best player all year at the wide receiver spot for Florida. I think Florida's best player actually for the season has been Jaden Ball, the running back actually from the state of Georgia. He's phenomenal, and that's what Florida needs to get back to. I think this Georgia run defense is susceptible to the run, and I think that if Florida can get back and do what they want to do, they're going to want to run the ball. Look, we know Dallas Wilson's out there, and Trey Wilson's been back as well. But to me, the way Florida wins this football game, or it even just keeps it close, is they come out there and they establish a run game that went off against Texas. And I do think that Georgia is not the run defense they've been. I actually think that the thing that helps this, Mike, the most is Georgia's cornerbacks are brutal, okay? And Dallas Wilson, there's not a Georgia DB, I think, that should be able to cover Dallas Wilson. However, you have to pick your opportunities. You have to try to basically get that defense so focused on the run that they give you those one-on-ones, because I'm not sure there's a lot of guys in the country that can cover Dallas Wilson one-on-one.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, too, because obviously, you know, I pay attention. I think when you gamble and do different things and you look at the lines, it's like almost not even worth breaking the game down because Vegas has already thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, well, they're going to win and cover because of this, that, and the other. And I'm like, okay, Vegas has already considered that. Mm-hmm. Vegas is a lot smarter than me. And so I do look at this line, and from the outside looking in, the line should be a lot bigger. You're talking about a team who hasn't been great in Florida and just fired their coach, and Georgia, who literally has the best coach in college football and a ton of talent on the roster. But to Bo's point, they're not as talented defensively as they have been. So I think that's why you see the line start to reflect that. But, you know, I think this is another one of those classic Georgia games that we've seen all season. Tennessee, you know, Auburn, these other games like this where Kirby Smart is just so stinking good, as is Glenn Schumann and Bobo, so stinking good in the second half of these games that I think that that's probably when this game plays out.
And these Georgia has pulled away traditionally lately in this game. I mean, there's been a couple here and there where they just blew doors. But, you know, they look at last year. This game is – I think Florida was either had the lead or was trailing by just like one or like maybe two or three at halftime last year. And Lagway got hurt in the game, and that changed the game. So, look, if I was putting money on this game, I would put my money on Georgia to win. I don't even know how I would do the cover, but the over-under is where I would probably look at the most, because that over-under is that smells.
A little foreshadowing for Man Up Monday. I'm just just thinking towards the future.
That's smells. a 740. All right, another big game. Number 20, Texas hosts number 9, Vanderbilt.
Are we – I don't want to go this right now because I want to talk about the game, but is Clark Lee going to be at Vanderbilt long-term? Like, we're starting to see these contracts come out for Cignetti and Rule and, you know, some of the other stuff, the movement in and around college football. And I just look at Clark Lee, and I'm looking at Texas being favored, and I'm simply going, that is because they're so much more talented. They're just so much more talented. And we talked about Pavia and Arch yesterday and the opportunity for Texas to possibly play a backup. But Texas and Vanderbilt, they're essentially saying, are the same, and Texas is getting 3 points for being at home, which is crazy. Do you understand how crazy it is that we're talking about Vanderbilt going to Austin, Texas in a 3-point spread against the Longhorns? But that's kudos to Clark Lee and the product that he's built there in Nashville.
I don't know if he'll be there long term. I think when you hire Vanderbilt, you hire coaches that you're like, well, we're hiring you and then you'll be gone in 3 years. Because we'll either fire you
hopefully.
Or, yeah, we'll either fire you or you'll take us to a level. But I don't know. I'm not even gonna like act like I know what their NIL money is.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I do know one thing: Vanderbilt, for the first time, seemingly made a commitment when they went and got Diego Pavia, because they brought in his coach. They brought in the guy that ran his offense, and now their offense has struggled the last few weeks. Their defense has been. I mean, let's be real. Their defense won the game last week.
Yeah,
Pavia. Pavia is still a Heisman candidate on name value alone. I mean, he obviously is their key on their offense, but he's not putting up Haynes King, Gunnar Stockton type numbers.
I'm with you on that.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
And quick reminder that each Wednesday night you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. It's a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, guys, we've got Candy Court today. I am Judge Ally Mack, and the defendants are Mike and Bo here. And we also have Bailiff Dylan Matthews back at the station.
All right, please, for the Honorable Judge Ally Mack.
I don't like this, man. I don't like this, Bo. This is not good.
Dylan, feel free to ask questions, poke holes in their arguments today. I'm going to give you scenarios, and you basically just have to debate.
Okay.
Which all right. one. All right, and it is all Halloween-themed or sports-themed. All right, okay. So you know these scenarios. Trunk or treating instead of trick or treating. Community convenience or holiday cop-out.
Did you say trunk or treating?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cop out. It's a cop out, just simply put. And I've participated in both. I think there's a place for trunk or treating, not on Halloween. All right. Do trunk or treating the Saturday before.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever. We went to a high school and did it. Like, it's really, really cool. There's a place for it. Church, parking lot, whatever you want to do. But on Halloween, by God, you better be going to knock. As a matter of fact, I think it's a great opportunity for my children, as I'm keeping them safe, to learn to talk to strangers. I make them say trick or treat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fully on board. Trunk or treating, any other day other than Halloween, you are going to knock on the door and you're going to talk to strangers on Halloween. I know that sounds a little bit weird for my 5-year-old, but that's just how I feel.
I think it really is more about the parents. It's a way for the parents to go and not have to walk around and have a couple of cold drinks and sit in one spot. Trunk or treating for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think it is. So. But I also don't think most people do it on. Is there one actually held on Halloween?
Some
are.
Yes,
we had one at the club yesterday. Obviously, we didn't go. She's just not big enough for that. But and it was last night, and people were pulling their golf carts up, and I was like, oh, I see what's happening here. Y'all are just using this as a chance to drive your golf cart up here and drink while your kids aren't around.
I think for the most part, though, and it's because it doesn't apply this year, but for the most part, some years when it's like on a Tuesday or Wednesday, that's when the trunk or treating starts to come out. They're like, we're not going to walk the neighborhood on a Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll just all meet at whatever said location and we'll do it that way.
All right. I've got one that's a little bit touchy here, so I'm going to say it carefully. Falcons fans who bring up 28-3 every time we talk playoffs, guilty of trauma dumping or just stating the facts of life? Bo, what say you?
I don't know because I don't think it's necessarily just stating the facts of life with it, because we don't need to hear about it constantly. I'm sick of it. I'm over it. So I guess it's stating the facts of life.
Okay. Okay. Took a turn there.
You put this man in a dark place.
I'm sorry.
You put this man in a dark place.
You know, I don't know. Like, I still haven't watched the game. Back, still haven't watched it. Back.
You don't need to.
I DVR'd it. I was obviously there. I DVR'd it, and I'll every time it comes on or I see it on, I scroll through it. It's NFL Network a lot. Just it does put me in a dark place.
Yeah, you know what's
kind of
interesting?
Food they got.
What's interesting about that? What he just said. I was actually working with Steak probably a month after that game, and I was on with Steak. We were at Matt Ryan's golf tournament, and Steak starts the interview with Matt, and he goes, hey, man, how you holding up? Matt's like, I've been fine. I've been good. And I had the second question. I looked at Matt, and I go, have you watched the game yet? And he said, absolutely not. I don't plan to either. And I wonder if he's still watched it to this day because that was his answer.
I don't think there's any reason to. I would, if I was him, I could see me watching the game one day. I don't know how he ever could, because if you go back and watch that game.
It's brutal.
He played almost as perfect as he could play.
It's trauma dumping.
Let's move on to something really fun.
Good.
It's trauma dumping.
Adults wearing costumes to work. Fun spirit or attention-seeking behavior?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
But I don't know, because this one is almost like a subcategory in a top five. Like,
don't have to go that deep. Just answer.
Well, there are a lot of people that only do it for attention grabbing. But okay. I think some people just still love Halloween. I love the good costume party,
mm-hmm.
but I don't.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about at work.
I understand. I'm getting there. But I don't feel the need to dress up at work.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to say attention seeking. I like the kids that like dress up when they go to school. Like, that's cool. But you don't need to do it to work. Come on, man. Just go home. Just clock out early and go home and change.
Although I did dress up today.
Well, Mike, why can't people do it at work? Kids can do it at school.
Are you dressed up right now?
Yeah, Dylan's
dude.
Got the vampire teeth.
Sorry about
Does
that.
Does he really? Dude.
Yeah, I'm like, Dylan, nobody's here. What'd you dress up for?
I pictured Dylan back there behind the glass with one of those blow-up T-Rexes with the fan inside of it, you know, nice. Where he's looking out the neck and he's just working the computers and the phones.
All right, two-word answer. Two-word answer on this next one. Skipping a Halloween party because you have to get on 285 to get there. Atlanta reality or weak excuse?
Atlanta reality. 1,000% Atlanta reality.
Yeah, absolutely.
totally agree.
I'm not getting on 285 to go to the Halloween party.
Well, congratulations. You guys survived Candy Court. I know it was so harsh. Coming up, it is Falcons Friday. We all want a win this weekend. What do the Falcons need to do to get it done? We're going to talk about it next with the Morning Shift live from Publix Indicator on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.